The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
We're speaking to Terrence Wong, founder and CEO of Azure Capital, to ask him about how he thinks the markets have done in the first 2 months of 2019. And Terrence, if you take a look at how the SGX has done so far, can you give us your impressions of how markets have fared so far and how well Azure Capital has also done in these last couple of weeks?
Hi, JP. Yeah, that's right. This year has really been fairly stellar after a very terrible 2018. SGX, or STI itself, has performed well, rising by 6% year to date. And the sector that has been leading it is property. If you recall, property had a very, very terrible outing in the second half of 2018, up right after the very shocking cooling measures. But this year, it has surged by 9%. And not falling far behind will be the REITs. REITs have also done well. It's up 8%. And I believe that that's on the back of a much tamer interest rate outlook. Another sector that I think have done well, that have been hit really hard in 2018, is technology. Technology has rebounded very, very strongly. But for the last three quarters of 2018, it was a victim of the trade war. So with the trade war, I think, about to end, a lot of the tech stocks have started to rebound very, very strongly. Other than the trade truce, I believe there are other positive news coming out from the market, including Fed, as well as positive earnings. So all these have led to, I believe, a more risk-on attitude.
You've used the word rebound a couple of times just now. Is the strong performance then pretty much just investors taking a look at stocks and saying, hey, there's a lot of bargains to be made, there's a lot of valuations that are looking very good at the moment, or are there actual intrinsic things in the markets that are actually whetting the appetites of investors such as yourself?
Well, I think in 2018, what's happened is that investors looked into 2019 and they thought it was going to be a bad year, so they started to sell off first. And there was a lot of overselling in many of the stocks, particularly after October. So the last quarter, I believe, many investors have really been nursing their wounds. The markets have really capitulated. And I think early part of this year, investors have taken a hard look at some of these counters. While the outlook is not going to be glowing, but it also doesn't justify the massive sell-off that we've seen in the last part of 2018, so which has led to this very strong rebound in the market.
And we do know that the trade truce, at least, is going to be extended to give them more time to hammer out a more concrete deal. Have some of these seemingly positive developments helped Azure Capital take on more risk tolerance in the last few weeks? And if so, in what ways is Azure Capital looking more confident moving forward, given all of these trade developments?
Well, I've really been positioning my fund in the last part of 2018. In fact, it may have been slightly early, right after the rout in October. I started to invest, and for the first time in my fund's history, I was actually almost fully invested. Typically, I have about 20 to 25% cash. I've shored up this cash just in case, you know, of emergency, and you know, just to take advantage of short-term trades, or if the valuations become very attractive. And the valuations became very attractive towards the end of 2018, and therefore, you know, I started to invest fully. The fund is up 9% year to date, beating the local market. But I think that in the next couple of weeks, it's probably a good time to take stock. I'm actually taking the opportunity to lighten some of my positions and shore up cash.
I wanted to touch on this one sector you were talking about a while ago, Terrence, which was the property sector. When you look at the news stories and some of the quotes we've been hearing about the property sector, a lot of people not really raising their hopes about this. People saying that, you know, the cooling measures might be a bit of a headwind for property stocks. But as you mentioned, they're actually performing quite well. Is there something in the property sector that the average investor perhaps is missing with regards to also beating expectations so far?
Well, JP, I think it all boils down to value and valuation. Many of these stocks, because it's been dumbed down so aggressively, many of them have fallen 30, 40%. We're talking about big caps right here. And they're trading at a sharp discount to its RNAV. And therefore, I believe that when the bargain hunters started to come in 2019, they have very little to lose because they really lost so much in 2018. And therefore, I think with this renewed interest, it has allowed some of the property stocks to pick up.
Okay, we're still speaking to Terrence Wong, the CEO of Azure Capital. And Terrence, I wanted to get your thoughts on the best performer on the Straits Times Index this year. And surprisingly, it's Thai Beverage. Last I checked, they were up about 33% year to date and easily ahead of some of the other outperformers on the Straits Times Index. I mean, they did have a great quarterly earnings release, but surely there has to be something else behind the very strong and impressive start for Thai Beverage. Do you have any thoughts on why you think they started 2019 off on such a high note?
Thai Beverage was actually our top pick at the start of this year, fortunately. It's popped up, like I said, close to 33%. If you look at the general Thai market, that has been rising quite nicely, about 6% year-to-date. That's the entire market. But the consumer staples actually outperform, way outperform the market. And, you know, Thai Beverage is one of the key beneficiaries of that. But if you look at it at a more micro level, in 2018, the stock price took a very massive hit. It was probably the worst performer in STI. It came off by 35%, and that's on the back of poor earnings. And there were also concerns about high gearing following the acquisition of Vietnam-based Beko in August 2017. So to some investors, the acquisition price was way too expensive. But my thought going into 2019 was that it is going to be a turnaround year. Margins are going to expand because I think management have really taken a very hard look at Sabeco and turned the operations, or at least boost the margins over there. And there's also improving farmers' income. There's a few good impact from the King's coronation. And following that, there's going to be a Thai election. So there's a series of positive events happening in Thailand and for Thai Beverage particularly. And therefore, I think that there is renewed interest coming back into Thai Beverage.
Is the election in Thailand, do you think that's going to be a positive for consumer-facing companies such as Thai Beverage?
Oh yeah, there is typically a positive correlation for companies like Thai Beverage. But of course, investors would have to be a little bit careful because of the very hard way the counter has run up since the start of this year.
Is a Thai Beverage perhaps one of those offers that you might be trying to take a little bit of profit off? Or are you going to keep the faith with them and really see how much farther the momentum for Thai Beverage will go?
Well, I still see some long-term value in the company. I think that it probably will be prudent to actually take some profits off the table.
Finally, Terrence, I wanted to ask you about your thoughts from last week's budget. We're about 1 week removed from it. And what sectors do you think might see some opportunities and might see some challenges?
Well, I think the budget, you know, I've been watching it for the past two decades. It's typically for long-term planning. And I know very often when it comes to budgets or National Day rally, people always look for something that's actionable or something that's really immediate. But I think that they're generally disappointed. But if you were to put it, you know, in general, like what are some of the sectors that could benefit or to lose out in the long term, I think there are some that really stood out. You know, for one, the government seems really bent on reducing reliance on foreign labor, and that will definitely have some impact on sectors that are heavily reliant, like the hospitality sector, the retail sector, the F&B. So all these will actually be hit. On the flip side, for the beneficiaries, healthcare ranks high, especially those that are participating in the community health assist schemes, the CHAS. As well, defense budget have also seen a fairly large boost recently, and I think that's positive for companies like ST Engineering, and for the smaller ones would be Starburst.
All right. This is Terrence Wong from Azure Capital, and congratulations on how well your fund has done so far at the start of this year, moving in lockstep and even actually outperforming the STI so far.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.